On Thursday, Monroe County reported more than 370 new cases of coronavirus. That's an all-time high for new daily cases. And the county says four more people have died. As WXXI's Noel Evans tells us, county officials are warning that numbers could surge after Thanksgiving if people are not careful.
Thanksgiving is next week, and the debate over enforcing how many people can gather in a home has been a hot topic. But Monroe County Executive Adam Bello says that when it comes to enforcement, there's a difference between getting slapped with a fine and getting hit with COVID-19. While one is instantaneous, the other has long-lasting effects on people's health and livelihoods.
The consequence of violating a public health order is that we get sick, is that the hospital systems fill up, is that there may not be a bed available to you when you're sick.
There are 137 county residents hospitalized with COVID-19. Public Health Commissioner Dr. Michael Mendoza says that there are more people under 40 in the hospital than before.
For somebody under the age of 40, and most people under 40 tend to have fewer medical comorbidities, you've got to be pretty sick. And so as I see it, that represents a risk in my view, a red flag in my view, of how things may pan out over the ensuing weeks and months.
Mendoza says that hospital capacity isn't just about the number of beds or rooms or ventilators. It's also about the medical staff. And he says that healthcare workers are struggling.
While they may be there in the same numbers as before, they are not there in the same spirit as before. We are burnt out, we are tired, and we want the community to step up and help us.
Mendoza says that in order to avoid an actual full lockdown, people need to act like we are going into a lockdown. That means avoiding gatherings with anyone outside of your household, and that includes Thanksgiving. Noel Evans, WXXI News.